15. When you are older, what type of stories will you tell your grandchildren about your life?
It's great to listen to people being interviewed. Today, I'd like to ask you a question. When you are older, what type of stories will you tell your grandchildren about your life?
It's not something I've really thought about. I have lots of plans to travel and find adventures which will hopefully be fulfilled in the coming years. I guess I'd tell them all about those adventures sailing up the Amazon, hiking through the Alps, flying around the world, or going on the Trans-Siberian Railway ought to make good stories. I'd tell them about that and show them interesting odds and ends I'd found along the way. Maybe I could inspire them to get up and go. Then they could entertain me with postcards from far-off lands.
I'd make it clear that life is no picnic. If you are very lucky, you may get a few spells of happiness, but problems are always around the corner. I'd make them understand that you have to appreciate the good in everything and enjoy the moment. My stories may not seem happy at first, but I'd show them that in the most difficult times, you've got to make yourself happy somehow. Hopefully, through my stories, my grandchildren will realize the importance of a positive attitude toward all things in life.
Well, considering that they'll be children, I think I'll only tell them about my good experiences and my achievements. I think children should be filled with optimism and hope at a young age. As they get older, they'll encounter difficulty. Maybe then I can share my failures and disappointments with them. But definitely, when they are young, they should be given a positive spin on life to handle all the difficulties they will encounter.